Hey everybody, I'm John Bollinger with Premier Guitar. We're in Fenway Park, The Who Show, and I'm with Simon Law. Simon, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Now, I realize you got a busy day, but tell me about this guitar.
Well, this is, it's a little bit of a story behind this one. It's been his original guitar for a long time, but I think it's probably had about 6 bodies and 10 necks. So it's kind of like...
very original. Yeah.
So, but lots and lots of things have been done to it over the years. They start off life, John, as Clapton, Eric Clapton's signature models, which I've refretted these guitars with bigger frets.
Oh, great.
You can even see where the Clapton signature model was scraped off the headstock. And I think this might have been a gift from Eric at some point, because it's still got a cigarette burn in there.
Right.
But yeah, they're, what's different about them is they have a piezo bridge and a separate volume for the
piezo. Okay.
Yeah, with a stereo socket output. And then he can blend the pickups with the sort of acoustic sound of the guitar.
Oh, great.
And it makes a massive difference. And it just dials in some top end. And it really is like the most incredible sound.
Oh, yeah. So basically started with a Clapton, changed the frets, added the piezo.
Yeah. And they used to have Lace Sensor pickups. But I put these noiseless pickups in the latest model noiseless pickups, and they work really, really well. And it still has the Clapton mid boost on
as
well.
Oh, yeah, right.
And the little marks is where he starts for certain songs, so I can get it kind of dialed in for the Can't Explain song.
Sure.
Or, you know, something a bit softer, 515 or something like that. So, yeah, they're great sounding guitars. Not light. They're still, you know, they're not featherweight.
Like all Strat, yeah.
And this, people often ask about this. This is for roughing up the guitar pick like that.
Oh.
So you can use it like a sort of scratching device.
So you glue like an emery board
on every single one.
Wow, yeah. That is really clever.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little bit Spinal Tap, but... It seems to work. He has the locking tuners on this, these as well. That's it. I mean,
that would be the number one.
That would be number one, which is why it's called number four.
Okay.
Luckily, I kind of know which one to grab.
Yeah.
This one is a spare at all times for whether he's using a capo guitar or not. That's his main uncapo guitar.
Okay.
This is his main capo guitar. So it's exactly the same spec, slightly larger frets, but the action's a tiny little bit higher because it works better with a capo.
Okay.
And this is his number one capo guitar, which is why it's called number eight. and that's kind of it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's kind of more of the same. We've got an E-flat guitar. So this is the number one E-flat guitar, which is why it's got number two on the back. Yeah. But it's... you know, just in case
in the heat of battle,
well,
forget.
You know, if you've just flown in that day and you're feeling pretty tired, you know, you need a little reminder grab.
Absolutely.
That's only ever happened on one gig where I've accidentally given him the wrong guitar.
I bet that went over well.
Yeah. He reminded me that it was the wrong guitar, and then I gave him the right one. We got a guitar with P90s on as well, which is... again, set up in exactly the same way. This one's still got some pretty skinny frets in this one, but a P90 in the bridge. This isn't wired, that's just in there.
Oh, okay.
But the switch is connected, so you can get that kind of my generation
kind of
tone.
Cool.
And you'll see him do that. He'll lean down in front of the amp, crank it up and go like that.
Oh, that's great.
And that's it. They're all pretty much the same type of guitar, just with some minor differences, really.
Sure. And then in the acoustic world, the J200,
been
right?
Been using J200s forever.
Yes.
I think these are 90s J200s with the ellipse. Fishman ellipse system, which works really, really nicely. So you've got the microphone in there and the piezo under the bridge. And this is actually his number one acoustic, which is why it says number one on there.
Oh, there we go. Yay.
We got it. So, and that's it, really.
And the three that you're carrying, is it a backup or different tunings?
This one is the tune. This one's the backup. This one's his main normal tuning. And this one is tuned to a song that they are doing called Tea and Theatre. So it's... D, G, D, G, B, C. It's kind of a bit of a weird tuning, yeah, but it's a real nice tuning. I'll show you that.
Yeah. And so are you running these into an amp or a DI? Or
Yeah,
or?
That goes into a DI. I'll show you how we do that
in
a moment. So.
Oh, wow. And that's his signature. Yeah, great.
Yeah, that's a signature model one, that one, yeah.
Yeah.
So same pickup system and everything, but
wow, that that tuning is wow, like a harp.
Yeah, that's a nice tune in that one.
Yeah, very cool.
These D'Addario strings on everything. I think these are 12 to 56s on this one, 12 to 53s on the main one, and actually 9 to 46s on all the other guitars.
Oh, really?
At the moment. We're normally 10 to 50s, but
yeah, you know, he plays so hard that I would...
Well, actually, he looks like he's playing hard, but he's very controlled. Uh-huh. But he did used to use heavier strings, and, you know, we're all getting a little bit older, I guess. So it's a bit easier, bigger frets, lighter strings.
Yeah.
Just makes him a happier guy. I'll
sure.
show you the switching system now.
Okay, and, perfect. Okay, now we are on stage. Simon, tell me about the rig, what we're running here.
Well, we're using a Vibra King that he's been using for since the 90s.
Yeah, since they came out, I think.
Yeah, and they've been serviced. I've been servicing them for about 10 years. New filter caps, different speakers, new pots, new tubes. And they're always sounding great. They're slightly fiddly to dial in, but they're just kind of his sound.
Sure.
You know? He plugs into them and it's like, boom.
Yes.
Ordinarily, he would use a 212 cab here, but he needs a bit more control. So I had George Alessandro make us a 212 version of a Bandmaster. So instead of being a 310, it's a 212. And we got another George Alessandro as the spare amp behind the battle
there,
which is actually a 310. So George Alessandro, are you familiar with
sure,
his stuff?
Yes.
Makes amazing things. And that's it, really. The guitar comes into this little switcher here.
So and he uses quarter-inch cables?
Yep.
No?
Stereo quarter-inch cables.
Okay.
And it's the same cable for the acoustic, but I route it through to the DI.
Okay.
When it's on A, it just goes through to this splitter here, and the piezo goes to the PA, and the pickups goes through to the amplifiers via the Peak Cornish pedal board.
Okay, tell me about this pedal board.
I think prior to this, he was using these pedals on a little board, so a T-Rex replica. That is a Boss OD-1.
Oh, okay.
The original OD-1s from the 80s.
Wow.
And a Demeter compulator compressor. And they were having problems with power supplies and things like that back in the early 2000s. I think this one, is dated 2006.
Yeah.
So Alan Rogan, my predecessor, tech royalty, tech to the stars, as they called him, had two of these made by Pete Cornish, who was still making stuff now and still services this from time to time.
Yeah.
And it's, so he took the boards from inside those pedals, mounted them inside this unit, but with amazing buffer circuits and an amazing power supply, so the thing is quiet, it never goes wrong, touch wood.
Yeah.
and these indestructible kind of military spec.
God, I know, they look
Doctor
like...
Doctor Who kind of buttons to turn them on and off.
Yeah, I love it. It looks like...
Because Pete just, you know, his foot just comes crashing down on them and it has to be able to take it. And it sounds great, you know, it's fantastic. It's a basic, it's like an old Boss ME5, but in the most incredible...
I love it. It looks like something you'd see in sci-fi from the 60s.
Yeah, yeah. You've got to make sure you don't... If you touch the two green ones at the same time, then Russia and USA annihilate one another.
Right, right. Stay away from those two.
Yeah.
So, Simon, how long have you been working with Pete?
I started working with Pete back in 2017 on the road. And then I've done every show and every studio session and everything with him since. Prior to that, Alan Rogan would keep me behind the scenes.
Okay.
And
That's how you learn the game.
Yeah, that's right. So I was behind the scenes mending amps for Alan Rogan and cutting my teeth doing that sort of stuff. So it's been amazing.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Pete's incredible. And he's a real sweetheart as well.
Oh, God, incredible.
You know, he can be volatile one minute as so many people can, yeah. But he's fantastic.
Pete.
Yeah, he's Pete. Yes, yeah. Yeah, he's amazing.
Well, Simon, I can't thank you enough for working us in today on this very busy day.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Absolute pleasure.
Okay, now I'm with Joel Ashton, who is John Button's tech. Hey, Joel, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, pleasure to meet you.
So, tell me about this.
This is John's main bass, and it's the only bass he really needs and uses. I think it's a 58.
It's the perfect bass. What else
honestly,
do you need?
It's so beautifully aged, and it sounds absolutely incredible. And he's got one other spare bass, which is a signature bass that he uses, but he uses this the entire show.
This is the
one. Even for drop tunings, like Eminence front, he drops it down.
Oh, really?
He's got a hip shot on the E string, so you can go down to a D and to a C sharp.
Yeah.
But if this doesn't sound good, then there's a problem.
Right. Right. They got it right the first time.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's in such good condition. And he uses Apex strings on there, and they sound brilliant.
Does he play with the pick as well as fingers? Or?
It's a mixture of pick and fingers, yeah. There's some, I seem to remember him saying, I think, on some songs, it might be Eminence front, or there is a song where like John Entwistle used to play with fingers, but he finds it easier with a pick.
And, oh, really?
Yeah, he tries to stay true to a lot of the original songs, I believe.
That's a difficult position to be in, because you have to treat it with some reverence
and
nail it, but he's got his own thing as well.
Yeah, but then also John Entwistle wasn't using a neural quad cortex.
Right.
You're doing the best in today's world, you know?
Right, right. Okay, tell me what you have on the floor.
So this is John Button's pedal board, and he goes into a Noble preamp DI, which is a tube DI, and it just gives it a really great tone. So he's got three channels of DI, a bass. You've got the Noble DI, and then you've got a left and right of this neural quad cortex, and these sounds that he's made on here are incredible. He's got a main sound, which has got a drive. He's got a slightly less driven sound, but there's three stations of drive, for drive two, and he's named it Woohoo. and that's just a balls out sort of thing.
Yeah.
And he's got a couple of generation, Eminence front. And that's Robert Collins.
Yes. So, and then one of these lines runs out to the Ampeg
as
well?
And then this runs out as a monitor purely into this. This isn't mic'd up. We try to keep the stage volume quite low.
But just to kind of feel a little
something? Yeah, just to give him a bit of a feel. So, and the left and right out of the neural, it's a bass side and then a guitar amp. So it's kind of like a Marshall-y driven guitar sound, and the blend of the two gives like an amazing little drive.
Well, that's kind of the Who signature thing. The bass covers so
much of the spectrums.
I mean, because he was, John was kind of doing double duty. He was like bass and rhythm guitar
in
one.
Yeah, when he hits to the solos and he's got the nice drive, it's
crazy.
It's incredible. Yeah, and John really covers all of that.
Oh God, I can't wait to hear it tonight.
No, it's brilliant.
Really excited.
Yeah. No, it's awesome.
Yeah. Well, Joel, thank you so much for hanging with us today. Cheers, y'all.
Thank you very much.